Today from the Ohio Newsroom, eviction rates across Ohio.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, accepting applications for its low residency doctorate in educational and professional practice for those working to make schools, organizations, and communities more just and inclusive. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. During the pandemic, emergency rental assistance helped slash the number of evictions in the state. With those funds running out, many Ohio counties' eviction rates are on the rise again. In fact, the number of eviction filings in Franklin, Hamilton, and Montgomery counties surpassed pre-pandemic levels last year, and they've continued to rise in 2024. Joshu Shishima is an attorney with Legal Aid of Southeast and Central Ohio. Hi, Joshu.
Hi, Kendall. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for being here. To put some of these numbers in context, last year, Franklin County averaged 2 evictions per hour. Why are we seeing such high rates of eviction?
Yeah, it's a very complicated conversation, and there isn't really any single reason that can be pointed to that explains the eviction rates that we're seeing. You have a large population immigrating into the city. You've got a lot of booming business and prospective business with Intel setting up its new facility. Because there's so many folks flooding in, it is creating some restrictions on rental availability. And for folks who do not have competitive incomes, it becomes a lot more difficult for them to keep up with the rising rental rates when it's so easy to find new renters who are able to pay higher rents.
Yeah, it's a complex problem in Columbus, but it's not just metro areas seeing these surges. It's in rural and suburban communities across Ohio as well. How do Ohio's eviction laws compare to other states?
For the most part, when tenants fall behind on their rent, nothing requires the landlord to take the late rent. So even if you're like a minute, an hour, a day late, even with a late fee, the landlord can often refuse the rent, even if it was really, you know, something that as simple as, oh, they forgot what date it was. A lot of other states, they do have that type of protection.
There are some places in Ohio, though, where we are seeing eviction rates actually lower, including Toledo and Cleveland. Cleveland has seen a drastic drop of nearly 20% since 2019. What are they doing differently there?
Cleveland, they have right to counsel right now, you know, for the most disadvantaged populations. And they're showing that it creates a significant impact. These tenants are able to go to court knowing that they actually have counsel that's going to be there with them. And something that's a little unique about Cleveland is they also have a housing court. So the magistrates there do specialize in housing law. So they're probably a bit more aware of the different protections that tenants are entitled to. So the process may be a little bit more thorough compared to, say, a rural county where you have a judge or magistrate who's responsible for a very broad spectrum of legal issues.
And what's the cost of eviction to Ohio's communities? What impact do we see from these rising rates?
There's a lot of costs tied to families not being able to stay housed that really trickle down to the different types of social safety nets. So healthcare, for example, increased ER visits, the cost to education for kids missing out at school or being pulled out of school because they're having to move to new school districts. It can feel very fragile to be a tenant.
That's Joshu Shishima. He's managing attorney with Legal Aid of Southeast and Central Ohio. Thank you, Joshu.
Thank you, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.